Well, with the talk about the Royal Commission into the aged care sector, and look, it's something we talk about quite a bit on this program, you wonder what damage has been done to the entire industry as a whole, with some of the shocking footage that we've seen. Now, we know that there are good operators in the industry, and there are some pretty bad ones, and hopefully the Royal Commission is going to weed those out. But what can the industry itself do to win back our trust? I mean, do we trust the aged care sector in Australia enough to look after our most vulnerable members? We're going to talk to Shelley Thompson. She's a patient experience consultant about that. Shelley, geez, some of the stuff we see on the news about the aged care sector is terrible, but probably doesn't paint a really accurate picture of the industry as a whole, does it?
No, I think we do need to be very careful. There's been a lot of talk, as you say, and an investigation underway into this sector. But there are some incredibly caring people as well. So we do need a balanced perspective. I work with a lot of people in the aged care sector and incredibly compassionate, caring people who have dedicated their life to this particular career.
So what, I mean, building trust, particularly in this situation, I mean, we often talk about branding and, you know, supermarkets getting our trust back and that type of thing, and it's really insignificant in the overall scheme of things. But here, when we're talking about people toward the end of their lives, those that have given a lot to the country, those that are obviously held very dear to their families and loved ones, how do you go about making sure that you're putting a loved one into the right facility, or that a facility is going to do the right thing by them on the whole?
Yes, I think I agree with you. Trust is one of the most important, of course, in this sector. It's an essential component both for the healthcare professional and for the resident in the aged care facility. You know, we're divulging some of our most personal concerns and we're allowing people to touch and examine our loved ones. It is an intimate sensory experience the human beings are having with each other. And as relatives of people who might be in that residential aged care, I think it is essential that we can trust. How do we go about building that once it's lost? I think it's a very, very big job to do, but it comes down to humans caring for humans, and we need to start at ground zero again, unfortunately.
Well, let's talk about that, and let's talk about some of the specific things that aged care providers have to do to win our trust.
Yes. Well, from the point of view of building trust, we really do need to make sure that patients are treated in an environment that is seen to be safe and secure. And I think, again, as relatives, there is a perception of what safe and secure means, and perhaps that's different for everybody. But I think we need to start by having some communication with each other and determining what that means, and setting up some sort of benchmarks in the industry that perhaps are independent to ensure that we are providing an environment in these facilities that is safe and secure.
Which you would imagine that the whatever the recommendations of the Royal Commission will hopefully give some of those, give us some benchmarks and give us some ideas on how to do that. But there would be good operators in the industry now saying, well, we can't afford to wait for a Royal Commission that's going to take somewhere in the vicinity of 18 months to 2 years and then maybe another 12 months for the recommendations to be handed down. Mm. We're doing the right thing. We know what needs to be done. What can they start doing now?
Well, I think a critical component of success, and you know, the very successful organisations that offer a high level of care have a consistent patient-centred approach to care, and they partner with caregivers and they want to exceed the expectations of patients and families, and they work very hard to do that, and they benchmark themselves to ensure that they do.
We've seen horrific scenes of elder abuse in the news, and we would hope that that's not the norm. But what are the little things in your view that even the better operators need to stop doing?
I think one of the most important things they need to do is to increase their transparency of care plans and the care that they're giving. I think, you know, if you say what they need to stop doing from that perspective, I think backdoor or behind closed door type of approaches. A lot of the information and the footage that's come out from what we've seen in the media has been taken by cameras. And the people, the perpetrators or potential perpetrators, have really thought that they are in a closed door environment. Yeah. And I think that we need to have a lot more transparency around the care that is given.
One of my colleagues, Luke Boner, who does the Midnight to Dawn program after this program, he talks about his mother's in care, and he talks about one of the great changes that happened in the industry was having staggered visiting times. So given that, you know, the loved ones could turn up at any time throughout the day, operators were more likely to be on their game or stay on their toes because they never knew when somebody was going to turn up. I've floated the idea of having compulsory CCTV cameras in these facilities. Is that going too far?
Look, I think as long as privacy is respected, I think that's fine. If you look at other industries, Stephen, where those sorts of things take place, childcare, for example,
yep.
I actually think it's a good thing.
Yeah, because I mean, I look at it from the perspective. It's not only going to protect the patient, but it would also protect the operator. Because you know, when we're talking about fragile people, accidents do happen from time to time, don't they?
They do, most definitely. And we are all human at the end of the day, and everybody's trying to do the best they can. But I agree with you. Accidents do happen, and things don't go according to plan. And we need to protect everybody in this industry.
Shelley, I want to ask you one last thing before I let you go. Whenever we, you know, and I think everybody realises or accepts that this Royal Commission's been a long time coming, but do you think it paints an accurate picture of the aged care industry? I mean, is the industry as a whole as bad as the image might make it out to be? Or is it just a few rogue operators?
I think we'll need to wait for the results of the Royal Commission to really understand the size of the good and bad operators in the industry. So I reserve judgment there. But the operators that I am exposed to are ones that genuinely do want to improve the experience that both relatives and residents have in the aged care industry and are genuinely trying to do the right thing. So I'm unsure about the size of the problem, and I look forward to hearing more information as the commission gets underway.
Shelley, I'm sure we'll speak to you more as the commission unfolds. I really appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks very much, Stephen.
That's Shelley Thompson, a patient experience consultant. We've talked about this before. If there's a story that you want to share with us, give us a call, 13 27 10.